You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Tuesday.
Happy not Monday anymore.
That's right. And it's day two of summer, baby. I saw that water main break yesterday in Brewer.
Me too. I came by it, I think, not long after it happened.
Right.
And I didn't, because I was paying attention to the traffic pattern and whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't even see what it was. I just thought it was because they've been paving State Street.
And they, yeah,
like,
they have
oh,
all
great. Now they're going to start doing North Main and, you know,
right.
The way that we grumble about the road construction that we then grumble if they don't do it.
Let's grumble together right now. I honestly thought they were turning it on for like the kids. I thought because it's so hot out, you know.
You saw the actual water shooting out?
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't really shooting out. It was more like a cascading waterfall down the down the asphalt.
Okay. By the time I saw it, I guess they had shut the water off. So
I honestly thought they were turning it on for the kids. Really? I thought it was like one of those picturesque movie settings where the firefighters come out and turn on the they open up the what are those things called? Dogs pee on them. Fire hydrants.
Wow. Dogs pee on them.
Yeah, dogs. That was the clue I gave you to help me solve the mystery. Fire hydrant.
And I knew exactly what you meant.
There we go. That's what I thought. And I was like, oh, this is like a Hallmark movie. They turned it on. I mean, sure, the water looks really muddy and toxic and gross because it did not look good. I don't know what what water main broke. I don't want, I hope I'm not getting that water.
Yeah, maybe it was a sewer, but no, they're saying water main.
Okay. It was very, very brown. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it was probably coming up through some dirt to get out there, right? Some dirt and some...
Yeah, but long story short, it ended up not being the firefighters turning on the fire hydrant for the kids to come out and play and little Johnny getting to splash around because it's hot out. Right. No, it was hot yesterday, by the way.
It was. Yeah. And for the record, that is still blocked off this morning, but it just means that that portion of North Main Street, or right where you can turn down by the bridge, is down to, I think, one lane.
Hogwash!
It's no big deal. I mean... Just a heads up and be watching for it when you get there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Coming up, I stumbled upon one of Bangor's gems yesterday.
Really?
It was unintentional. I just happened to turn in because I saw some pretty leaves.
Okay.
And discovered one of probably Bangor's coolest places.
Wow. Okay. You're going to tell us?
Yeah, in 10 minutes.
Okay.
It was totally by accident. That's on the way, and more of our favorite music. How about that?
Very cool.
Q106.5, David and Cindy, thanks for... Once again, that song is absolutely depressing. Luke Combs, Q106.5. This is why you don't listen to the lyrics of songs.
Yeah, I love that song, though.
I did, too, until I found out the brother died, and I was like, wait a minute. His brother died? Like, that was my 90th time listening to the song when I realized that's what happens in that song.
You didn't get that from the line right in the beginning of the song where he broke my mother's heart?
But I thought because he moved to Southern California.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what it was. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Moving away from home, empty nest syndrome, that'll break any mom's heart. No, he dies in a motorcycle accident.
What got me about that song is that Where the Wild Things Are is such a great children's book.
Oh, I love that book.
Of hope and fantasy and...
Right.
You know, and the song is not.
It's not even a little bit.
No.
It's about nightmares.
It's about living on the edge, I guess. So, dying on the edge.
Yeah, you're not so much living there. He's dead.
Well, he lived there for a while.
Yeah, but he 100% died.
Yes, he did. Oh, yes, no question.
That's not a good story.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Luke Combs.
Okay, let's do something more upbeat, like what this hidden gem was that you found yesterday.
Oh, yeah, this is fun. So I had a meeting in VZ yesterday, 207 Wellness.
Okay.
Got an IV. Fantastic. Performance enhancement. Not a performance enhancement, performance recovery. That sounded like I was getting steroids.
It really did.
Yeah. No, it was. They do a lot of things for your health and just improve you overall. And I went in there. They have recovery bags for like your immune system. If you're sick, you can go in there and get an IV.
Right.
If you're hungover, they have bags for that.
Wow.
And if you're an athlete, I'm by no means one. but I wanted to try one because I was doing a lot of hiking over the weekend and running. And man.
And you work out all the time.
So. I do.
Yeah.
And they gave that thing to me and I was like, I am ready to go run a marathon. That's not where I went though. After I left the meeting, I was just driving along and I saw a cemetery on the right on the way back to Brewer.
Mount Hope Cemetery.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I drove in because I saw all the leaves in there and it was just so beautiful. And the cemetery, for whatever reason, they seem to be very peaceful here in Maine, especially the older ones.
Are they not in other places?
I don't. They're more intimidating, scary, eerie.
Wow. Okay.
These just I don't know what it is, but I drove in and I saw people walking around, working out, and I was like, this is a very unique place. Where am I?
Apparently, there's a pond in there that has lots of turtles.
Okay.
The people will go walking in Mount Hope and in Mount Hope Cemetery and go to this. I've never been to the pond. I've seen pictures of it.
Oh, it's in the back.
Oh, so you've seen it. I've never seen it.
I went all the way to the back of Mount Hope and came all the way back to the front. It's a big cemetery.
It's huge.
So I'm just there and I'm like, I got to take pictures of this. This is absolutely beautiful. The leaves, the foliage, that's the brightest I've seen anywhere else in Maine so far.
Wow.
And I can only imagine the history there. I know they're doing something at Mount Hope this Friday and Saturday.
They do walking tours through there all the time, the Bangor Historical Society.
Right.
And this one, I guess, is the darkest Bangor or something like that.
For Halloween, yeah.
Bangor's got a lot of history that is pretty dark.
Oh, I'm sure. I would love to do one of these walking tours, especially now that I've experienced Mount Hope at all. I just love that was a complete accident. And then, you know, the first thing that comes up, Pet Cemetery was filmed there.
Yep.
Which I think is so cool. But what a unique, I mean, and the whole, I've driven by that area so many times, had no clue it was there, and just happened to turn off on a whim because of the foliage. And there I am in one of the second most beautiful. First, Arlington Cemetery.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C.
Yes.
This was the second most beautiful cemetery I've ever been to. How cool that it's right there in our backyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never done one of the walking tours, and I would love to. I think it's, there's so much history.
Well, who do we need to contact? We're very famous. We're David and Cindy, gosh dang it.
Well, they're done through the Bangor Historical Society.
All right, well, let's get our intern, Doug. Hey, Doug. Doug.
Wait, we have an intern? How did I not know this? He could be doing my work.
He's been here the whole time. He's done all my work.
Why is everyone connected with a show named Doug except us?
I don't know.
Have you noticed that?
No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
The bartender, the guy who mows the lawn.
Bartender.
Our assistant.
No. And not our assistant. Don't give him that much credit. He is our intern.
Intern. Okay.
Doug, don't listen to her.
You're not getting paid.
You're an intern, little punk kid. These punk kids being interns. So yeah, he's gonna reach out and try to get us some free tickets because we don't pay.
No.
We're very famous radio people.
Exactly.
You don't have to pay to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida, if you listen for that code at 8:20 this morning.
Yeah, you'll get airfare for two. You'll get a hotel room for two. You'll get tickets to the show and $500 in spending money.
That's right. Yeah. 8:20 this morning is that first code of the day. We want to send you to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida. Right here.
November.
November 23rd. Q106.5.
An apple.
Q106.5 morning show with David and Cindy while David finishes chewing his apple.
Oh my gosh, it's so unprofessional. Oh, no, but I'm eating those. I'm telling you, this is, I'm not over exaggerating here. Okay. I never over exaggerate, but this.
I mean, yes, that's exactly but right.
This time I'm 100% not, no, 110% not over exaggerating.
Okay.
The best apples in the world.
Yeah.
That I've ever had. And I've been all over the world. You might as well call me David Magellan.
Okay.
The best apples are in Maine. Not even kidding. Best apples And best blueberries, of course.
Of course.
But the apples was a surprise. Every apple I've bought has just been so good. And I'm like eating like 4 apples a day. It's insane. I went from eating like 0 apples a day and 1 every once in a while to now I'm eating like 4 a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Keeps the doctor away. Getting lots of doctors away with that.
Which is good because I'm at that age where I need to get certain things checked.
Yes.
Certain areas.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't, because I've been eating my apples. You keep all those instruments away from me.
I don't think it works that way.
They're like, son, you're in your young 40s. You got a couple special exams you need to get done.
Yep.
One rhymes with colonoscopy. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Pshaw.
I had four apples yesterday, so you stay far away.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think that'll work.
Shoot. Hey, let's launch a topic. What do you think?
Okay.
What age is it appropriate to leave your child alone at home?
See, I say probably around 12. But it depends on how long you're leaving them for and the responsibility of the child. It's not a blanket.
Right. The maturity of it.
Doug, the dumpster guy is out there banging around this morning.
Yeah, I hear that. Doug, what are you doing? My goodness. Let's get our intern. Hey, intern Doug. Can you go handle Doug out there?
Yeah.
Man, that was really loud. What age is it okay to leave your child at home? There's actually a law.
Is there?
In the state of Maine. There's a law in all 50 states. They all differ.
Okay. What does the law in Maine say?
I'll tell you coming up.
Okay.
But the law specifically states when it's okay to leave kids home alone. Now, each state is different. Some have different age. Some have 8. Some have, well, I'll tell you about it coming up.
Am I in trouble for saying 12?
I will tell you no.
Okay, good.
And I think 12 is a good age. That's when I started babysitting. How about you?
Yeah, me too.
You're not going to make fun of me for being a babysitter?
No.
People typically do that.
Boys can be babysitters.
I think so too. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I was Red Cross trained. I was a fantastic babysitter.
Wow, you were better than I was. I was mom trained.
Well, I was that too. 207-991-9500. When is it okay to leave your child at home alone?
At some point, you and I have to swap nightmare babysitting stories.
Oh, I'm all over that. Did you ever drop a baby on its head?
I plead the 5th.
I don't, because I did. And that baby, I did not know what to do. I called my parents. I was panicking. Baby's okay, I think. I don't know. Who knows what the baby's like? The baby's a 30-year-old man now.
Yeah.
Ew. Uh-huh. That's weird to think about. 207-991-9500. We're David and Cindy. This is easy for me to talk about. Maybe not the kid thing and dropping kids on their head while babysitting. Mason's Brewing Company. The weather is beautiful out here. You listening to me right now talking about Mason's in Brewer on the waterfront or their location in Machias is your sign that you deserve to have lunch today at Mason's. And oh yeah, you probably got to have a beer too. They have so many delicious beers on tap. And right now I'm highlighting the Smashing Pumpkins beer, obviously because it's seasonal. 6.5% alcohol, 100% delicious. And watch out, Grandma. Your pumpkin pie has competition this year with Smashing Pumpkins beer from Mason's. Seriously, tastes just like pumpkin pie. Want to talk about their pizzas. Hot Diggity Dog, now on special at Mason's. This is a pie blend of garlic oil, melted mozzarella, hot dog, caramelized onion, IPA pickles, and a drizzle of Ray's Mason Stout mustard. You can't go wrong with any of their pies. Just last week, I tried their pepperoni. Best dang pepperoni pie. Oh my gosh, they aren't lying. That thing is phenomenal. You won't find a better beer food combo than at Mason's. I challenge you. Go there today and try it. I bet you'll be like, oh yeah, David was right. This is the best beer food combo I have ever had. Mason's and Brewer and Machias is my new home away from home for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. See you today at Mason's.
Our gorgeous weather continues for our Tuesday with partly to mostly sunny skies expected. Temperatures for today in the 60s to near 70 degrees, just a light and variable wind. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. We'll see some areas of fog developing as well. Overnight lows in the mid-40s to around 50. And then it looks like it's going to be fairly gray to start the day on Wednesday, especially south of Greenville and Millinocket with some low clouds and areas of fog. That's going to give way to brightening skies here by late morning into the afternoon. Temperatures still on the warm side in the 60s to low 70s. Gusty southerly breeze as well, could be up near 25 miles an hour. Maybe a lingering shower early Thursday morning. That's going to give way to brightening skies as the day goes on, but a big change in the air mass. It'll be much cooler on Thursday with temperatures in the 50s. Beautiful end of the week on Friday. Plenty of sunshine. Temperatures Friday in the low to mid 50s. For QNS 6.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Hudson Cox.
44 degrees now at QNS 6.5.
It is. We are David and Cindy, of course.
Yes, we are.
And it's a Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Question on the table. When is it okay to leave your child at home? At what age is it okay to leave your child at home? Now, Cindy Campbell said four.
No,
four.
I didn't. I said 12.
Oh, I thought I got that wrong. Gosh. Mm. Yeah, that.
Whew, way wrong.
That's an egregious error. My goodness. Can you imagine me telling complete strangers that? And you're like, that's not what
that's
I said.
That's not what I said.
Four? Because you're definitely going to get criticized for that one,
well,
huh?
Yeah.
So you say 12.
Yeah.
I say 30.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go ahead. I don't have any kids. So, you know, I don't have a dog in this fight at all.
Right.
But I do know when I think the youngest I was left with my parents, and they're not awake yet. So I'll go ahead and make something up. They left me when I was 5 years old.
No, they didn't.
Well, because I went through puberty at five.
Yeah, but they still did.
So I was far more mature than most kids. When I was five, I was basically a 13, 14-year-old with pimples on his face.
Okay.
And a crackly voice.
Okay.
No, I think the youngest I was left alone, honestly, was probably 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And that's when I got to watch my two younger siblings. But it wasn't long, just long enough for mommy and daddy to go to that party for a couple hours.
Right.
And come back.
Right. I think that has a lot to do with it. How long are you leaving them alone?
So the state law.
Yeah.
And I was shocked to find this out.
Okay.
Maine has no law prescribing the age at which it is legal to leave a child home alone without a parent or a guardian.
Has no law?
Maine has no specific age.
Wow. So they leave it up to the parents.
Leave it up to the parents. Now, most states have no specific age. There are a few, like Maryland says age 8. North Carolina, 8 years old.
Okay.
Which I just think is crazy. Oregon is 10. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
A little bit more self-sufficient.
Yeah.
I don't think you are at 8, right?
No. No, I wouldn't want to leave an 8-year-old alone. That's
outside of that, most states have no specific age at all.
Wow.
So they do leave it up to the parents. So let's leave it up to the parents. What age? What's the young? Well, I mean, how old do they have to be for you to feel comfortable with them being home alone?
Right. Exactly. And there's so many factors to that. How responsible is the kid? How mature are they? Are they actually going to not turn on the stove if you tell them not to turn
right
on the stove? You know, can they handle, are you leaving them alone or are they coming home alone?
We're
they have to let them, there's a lot of factors to it, but I think 11 or 12 is responsible enough to be able to do that.
And we're talking about age here. So yeah, 10, 11, I would feel comfortable with too.
Yeah.
12. But then put that up against a 17-year-old. I trust the 12-year-old more than the 17-year-old.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, yeah.
207-991-9500. What do you think?
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Beautiful. Yeah. We are David and Cindy. Three things to know before you go. Coming up here in about 6 minutes on Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, and we are 9 sleeps away from Halloween.
Ooh. Ooh, this one is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better.
Hey, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Now that I've mentioned that, got a question for you.
Okay.
How do vampires flirt?
How do vampires flirt?
How do vampires flirt?
I don't know.
They bat their eyes. All right, we're talking about when or what age do you leave a child at home? What is the appropriate age? Recently discovered that in the state of Maine, and in fact, most of the 50 states, do not have an age requirement at all. There's no specific age. It's yeah. at the discretion of the parents, which I support.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, you raise your child the way you want to. Although there are some, nobody who's listening here. Let me clarify that. Okay. Anybody who listens to Q106.5 is a genius and a very good parent.
Right.
But there are some people out there that don't listen to Q106.5 that are not the best parents.
Right.
That could use some regulation. what age do you think? We got a bunch of comments on the Facebook. And a lot of them are saying 12. I do like Jamie's comment here.
Yeah.
She says, it really depends on the kid. I was able to start leaving mine at 9 years old out of necessity, but it was 45 minutes to an hour max until she was 12. My kid was also the type to take directions literally. Go home, get a snack, do homework, stay on couch, watch TV. Didn't realize I forgot to tell her she could use the bathroom when needed. Came home one day to her doing the gotta go yesterday dance.
Mom, get home.
Mom. Amber commented, I remember being 10 to 11 years old, and we had to set our alarm for school and get up on our own because our parents already left for work. And then I got home on the bus, watched my younger siblings until Mom came home. I wouldn't necessarily trust my 11-year-old daughter to get herself on the bus, LOL. She acts her age.
Yeah.
How funny that you're allowed to do it at 11, but now you don't trust your own kid.
She was a much more mature 11 than her.
Sure.
Than her kid is, yeah.
Also, the world has changed, and I think we can all agree it's gotten a little weirder, more dangerous.
Oh, for sure. Susan says, it all depends on the child. I was home alone at a young age, babysitting my brother, my older kids, not until they were maybe 14, just a little when they got off the bus. But now in this crazy world, I don't want my little girl home alone at any age.
I would not want that either.
Yeah. Yeah, the world has really changed. I mean, there could be scary people watching the fact that your kid's coming home alone.
Bugsy in Sangerville, a little off topic, but relates. It's topic adjacent. Good morning, David and Cindy. David, did you know there is no age limit for youth hunting in Maine? So if a four-year-old kid is big enough to shoot a gun, they can go hunting. Heck, a three-year-old could too. Obviously, they have to be supervised. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go in the woods on youth hunting day.
Oh, my God.
Just don't.
I'm 7 foot 4 inches tall, 250 pounds of lean muscle.
Yeah.
One of those kids are going to think I'm Bigfoot. Like, I got Sasquatch. I'm like, no, you didn't, kid.
Do you have your blaze orange yet?
No, I don't. And,
okay.
And
I mean, what you're wearing today would probably work, too. It's all red.
All red. Yeah. So. Jason actually reminded me yesterday to get blaze orange for the dogs and for us. And I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because we were hiking Chick-Hill the other day, and we heard gunshots in the background. Yeah. I was like, huh. I didn't know they could hunt this close to the hiking trail. Can hunt anywhere.
Yeah, hunt pretty much anywhere, yeah.
All right. Headed to Walmart after the show today to get some blaze orange. You can continue weighing in if you'd like, and you can always call in 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. We love those voicemails.
Absolutely. And if your kid...
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I saw what you did there. Absolutely.
And if your kid is old enough to leave at home, then you might want to do that Thursday night. So mommy and daddy, or just mom or just dad, can go out to Smoke and Steal Barbecue.
Yeah, this is the finale, right?
It is the finale.
This is the finale of Nashville Nights. So there are going to be four competitors this time around because last week was a tie.
Right.
Instead of three, there will be four. So a lot of fun. It has been 3 weeks of an open mic competition. And the winners are going to face off.
Yeah, these are the best of the best four individuals, four, and I think one or two of them are duos.
I think the only duo is Z Minor.
Okay, we have one duo and then three solo acts. But live music happening Thursday, Smoke and Still Barbecue, Nashville Nights, delicious food. And did I mention the live music part?
And the amazing food, yeah.
Yeah, amazing food and amazing performances.
Yes.
It's going to be a party at Smoke and Still Barbecue. You do not want to miss Nashville Nights.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the details are on their Facebook page, Smoke and Still BBQ. There we go. Are we going?
I'm thinking I'm going to go.
Okay.
That was fun last time.
This Thursday night, Smoke and Still Barbecue. We'll see you there. Hotter than Tim McGraw.
Nothing's hotter than Tim McGraw.
Well, the weather might be today. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. No longer in Maine. Mm-mm. Nope.
What's no longer in Maine?
We aren't. It's Hawaii out there.
Okay.
We got the Hawaiian temperatures.
Hawaii might be a stretch.
I don't think so, Miss Cindy. I felt it yesterday. It felt very Hawaiian-ish.
Then again, you've been to Hawaii, and I have never been to Hawaii, so.
Oh, we got to change that.
I would love to go to Hawaii.
Well, it feels like Hawaii out there. It's going to feel like that until tomorrow. Don't know if you got the memo. Summer's back.
Yeah.
Been back since yesterday.
For today.
Yeah. And tomorrow, evidently.
Yeah.
We're going to be in the 70s, maybe. A little bit. Then it all goes to heck.
Then winter comes. Okay, maybe not winter, but definitely fall. Comes knocking on the door and says, I'm back.
But until then, we're in Hawaii, baby.
I like that.
Yeah. You want a Mai Tai today?
I don't know. I'm still struggling a little from yesterday.
Well, you know how to fix that. Just keep it going.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Doug. We got our bartender. He showed up late today. Doug, two Mai Tais for us, will you, babe? He likes to be called babe. He likes to be objectified.
Yeah, everybody loves being called babe.
Yeah, who doesn't? Ugh. Don't ever call me babe.
Okay, babe.
Let's get into some good news.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. This is all about community. It's time once again for the Penquis Coats of Kindness Drive. Residents are encouraged to donate new or gently used coats to Penquis so they can be given to people in need. And it's really, really easy to do. You just drop it off at any Gold Star Cleaners in Penobscot County. They'll clean them, give them to Penquis, and Penquis hands them out.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, I mean, Maine winters can be brutal, and I can't imagine not having a warm coat. So this helps folks in need get the warm coat so they can be comfortable this winter.
Absolutely. I love causes like this. I do love the phrase, too, gently used.
Yeah.
Like not harshly used.
Right.
Gently used.
Right. Financial donations also being accepted at penquis.org/donate. And then starting in November, people in need can stop by any Penquis office to receive a warm coat.
Absolutely love that.
I gave them a coat 1 year. Quick, funny story. I bought a coat for my husband. Okay.
Right.
And I mean, he really liked the coat. Our dog at the time, Pernicus, flipped out over that coat, snarling and barking at it. And the only thing we could figure out was maybe it was like the dry cleaning chemicals or something on the coat. He didn't like the smell.
Was there a cat on the coat?
No.
Oh.
So I took the coat and put it in the trunk of my car, meaning to take it back to the store. Every time I opened my trunk, he would flip out.
That is so
because
crazy.
Because he could smell that coat. So we donated it to go.
Yeah, right.
For kindness. Maybe somebody without a dog could, because it was a beautiful coat.
Yeah.
But there was no way my husband could wear it because my dog hated it.
Is that Toby or?
That was Pernicus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a couple dogs ago.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. How funny. All right, coming up. 8:20, your first code of the day. We want to send you to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida. We want you to win this.
We really do. I mean, Jacksonville, Florida, just before Thanksgiving, you get two nights in a hotel. You get airfare. You get $500 spending money, tickets to the show.
Mm-hmm.
What a great little getaway right before Thanksgiving.
And if you invite one of us to come with you to be your plus one, you get massages the whole time.
See, you say that. You speak for yourself. I'm not good at massages.
You figure it out if you get a free trip to Florida to go see Jelly Roll.
Well, maybe.
You just move the hands on the shoulders a little bit. And be like, all right, I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm
done. That's all I get.
Yep. 8:20 this morning on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Thanks for listening. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and we are only, oh my gosh, look at that, 9 days away from Halloween. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, now that I've mentioned that, Miss Cindy.
Yes, David?
What do zombies order at the deli? Like, say they were going to go to Harvest Moon Deli, a zombie walked in.
Okay.
Said, hey, I wanna, well, I don't know how they talk. But what would the zombie order at the deli?
I want,
No, that's a vampire. That's very much Dracula.
Oh.
Yeah. They snarl.
So what is this? Not a, what?
What do zombies?
Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
What do zombies order at the deli?
I want a sandwich.
I don't know what.
What do zombies order at the deli? A knuckle sandwich. A knuckle. What age is it okay to leave your kids at home? There is no law in Maine.
Right. They leave it up to the parents.
That's right. It's up to the parents' discretion.
Who hopefully are responsible.
What age do you leave your kids at home? What age is okay? Let's go to the phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Midge, and I'm in Bangor.
What's up, Midge?
Hi, Midge.
Hi. So, the leaving your child home alone.
Yep.
So my child, I would not leave home alone at almost 14 because any thought or idea he has, whether it be good or bad, he acts on it.
Yeah. So some kids do that.
Yep.
So that would be a big, no, we're not staying home alone.
Right. Thanks, Mitch, for calling in. You have a great day.
Why do I have images of Home Alone and the toboggan at the top of the stairs going out the front door?
See, I was such a good kid. I was a nerdy kid.
Yeah, I was too.
I got grounded for reading, for crying out loud. That's how nerdy I was. And that's a true statement. So I was able to be left at home at the age of 5 because also I went through puberty at the age of 5.
Right.
I was almost a full-grown man by the age 7.
I wasn't.
Just because I went through puberty so early.
I wasn't 5, but I think one of my first babysitting jobs, I was 11. So, and it was a newborn baby. It was also right next door to my parents' house.
What's your horror story from babysitting? I have mine too.
I was babysitting these kids one time, and I had never babysat for this family.
Mm-hmm.
But they got my name from someone else, and they were desperately in need. And I found out why later. Because these kids, first of all, did not want to go to bed, okay? And they were just running crazy. And I got them in bed, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I can relax. And I hear something from their bedroom, and I go over and open the door, and they're climbing out the window where their cousins are standing outside. Come on, let's go play.
How old were they?
They were 10 or older.
Oh, my.
They were old enough to know better.
Right, yeah.
And the next time that family called me, and they were in desperate need because no one would babysit their kids, and I knew why, I was going to be in Bar Harbor all day.
Yeah, I bet.
And I got off the phone, and my mother's like, you're not going to Bar Harbor. I said, I'm not babysitting those kids again.
Never again. No way. I was babysitting on a military base, and there was a toddler involved. And I remember holding that toddler, and he got squirmy.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Fell right onto the cement. Bam!
Yeah.
Head first.
And you don't want to pick them up because you're so scared.
I didn't. I walked away from the situation. I was like, I can't look at this. I can't deal with it. I'm going to go get an ice cream. And I did.
No,
I left.
You didn't.
I
left. No, you did.
No, I didn't. I called my parents in a panic. And if I remember correctly, I believe my mom came over and helped me out just to check the kid and make sure that, you know, he wasn't concussed or,
right,
you know, needed stitches or anything. And he ended up being fine, but sheer panic.
Terrifying, yes.
And it was at that moment, 11-year-old me decided, you are never having kids, David. You are never having kids.
But kids do that.
Danielle from Medford wrote in on the Q106.5 app, sent in a text message saying, I was between 10 and 12 when she was left alone. I have left my 9-year-old to watch her siblings to run up to the neighbor's houses for about 40 minutes. But now in this world, not sure what would be the best age. I would say depends on the child. Yeah, a lot of people saying this world now. There's no way in this world now. And that's scary. That's sad. That's sad.
It really is.
Because so many people our age, you know, we're left alone and comfortably left alone. And now it's just too scary out there.
Right. Comfortably left alone, didn't necessarily have the door locked. You know, I remember my parents saying, don't answer the door.
Right.
You know, if someone comes to the door, don't answer the door.
My parents,
is, they'll come back.
My parents said, answer the door, you know, work on your social skills. No, they didn't. 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Hey, Jelly Roll is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, November 23rd. We want to send you, have you win that that trip on Q106.5. Coming up, 820, your first code. Listen for that at 820 on David and Cindy. Yep, David and Cindy. Q106.5, just enjoying this Hawaiian weather that we're having here in Maine.
If it's Hawaiian weather, why did we just close the windows in the studio?
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ruining the illusion.
It even gets a little chilly in Hawaii.
Outside.
And a little bit later today, it'll be comfortable 70-something. Ah.
Yeah.
And we're drinking Mai Tais today. Yesterday, we were in the Caribbean. Today, we're in Hawaii. Oh, this is fantastic. I love that we're not going to have winter this year. We're skipping it all together because now we're having summer weather. It's back. Summer is back.
I want to live in your world.
You're in it. Look outside.
Although the harsh reality is going to come crashing in.
Look at that Hawaiian / Maine sunrise out there. Look at it cascading on the hibiscus trees.
Hibiscus?
Yeah.
That's like oaks to me, but I don't know.
If you squint your eyes ever so slightly.
They're still oaks.
Hey, Doug. Doug, will you be a doll and whip us up 2 more Mai Tais? Ah, they'll be right up, Miss Cindy.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't want to read this, but what the heck, I did. Now I'm going to read it to you, because if I'm going to be grossed out, you got to be grossed out with me.
Oh, good.
So you and I, being the two big radio celebrities that we are.
That's right.
We go to a specific gym.
Right.
And we don't mention that said gym because of our celebrity status. We don't want to be stalked there while we're at Planet Fitness.
Right, exactly.
So we never mention Planet Fitness. We just say we go to a gym in town.
Right.
And that's why we never mention the name.
Okay.
A recent study reveals that gym equipment... hold on. I already know what I'm about to say. You don't. But I promise you, you're going to be grossed out.
Just from the way you're reacting, I can only imagine.
A recent study done by Who Cares, they revealed that gym equipment is teeming with harmful bacteria posing health risks to gym goers. You know, ignorance truly is bliss. That's why I don't like to go to the doctor or the dentist often. I don't need to be told I have a cavity.
Yeah.
I don't need to be told, because once I'm told, I know.
Right.
If I'm never told, I don't have a cavity.
It never happened. That's
right. Never did. Bacteria that can cause skin infections and antibiotic-resistant bacteria were discovered on treadmills, exercise bikes, and free weights. Notably, free weights contain 362 times more germs than a toilet seat. How is that possible?
I don't want to know what you're doing with those gym weights. Wow.
While treadmills had 74 times more bacteria than a public bathroom faucet. Now,
wow.
This, I somewhat believe, because I go into the men's locker room.
Yeah.
Something about men that you women don't know.
Okay.
Men are gross.
I didn't know that.
No, you women didn't know that. Most women think that men are very clean and
really
hygienically sound.
And, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I raise sons. That's right. I have a little different view.
We always take care of the chores around house, keep the kitchen clean. We always fold our laundry when we're done. We're tidy.
Wow. Will you marry me?
We're responsible. all of us men. I'm sure Jim is too.
Yes. Absolutely.
If you disagree, you're wrong. 362 times more germs in a toilet seat on free weights, 74 times more bacteria on treadmills than a public bathroom faucet.
Okay, so here's a question. Because I use the machines at the gym we go to that we won't mention that is on another planet.
Yeah.
But you use the free weights.
Correct.
Do you wipe them down?
I do not.
Okay.
But
that might have something to do with it because I always wipe the machines down.
I wash my hands after I use the restroom. Now, I have been in that men's locker room.
Yeah.
Okay, they are gross. And a lot of them don't wash their hands after using the restroom. And I see them go out and use the weights. Now, I wash my hands when I'm done with my workout. I don't touch my mouth. I don't rub my eyes.
Right.
You know, if I need to wipe the sweat away. Because I'm clanging and banging at that gym. You've seen me. I'm drenched in sweat.
Yes, you are.
So I'll use my forearm.
Okay.
But I won't use my hand to touch it because I know that.
We learned this during COVID.
Right. And I think I did it before COVID too. No, before COVID, I was actually licking the free weights. Yeah. Before COVID, my mouth, tongue, all over those free weights.
Yeah.
Yep. I just love the taste of metal.
That is so disgusting. I mean, that is so disgusting. On so many levels. I have this image in my mind now of David picking up the free weight, licking it.
I would do it.
And then lifting.
Bicep curl. One, two, three. Just really. Get all that in.
What are you rubbing on that weight before you
nothing.
Start using it that you're licking it?
I'm building muscle and my immune system.
Oh.
So there you go. Now that
I was hungry. I'm not anymore.
Ah, look at that. All right. We saved some money on breakfast this morning. But we are going to need some more Mai Tais. Doug.
Definitely now.
Okay. There we go. We're Q106.5. That code coming up for Jelly Roll. 8:20. Don't miss it on David and Cindy. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening and laughing with us on a Tuesday. And if you're not familiar, if you haven't stepped outside, it's no longer Maine here. We are absolutely 100% in Hawaii. And summer is here to stick around. It came back
for 24 hours or so.
Shh. It's never going to leave. We have it now. And we'll never let it go. Okay, but looking ahead on Sunday, the high is 49.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is wild because the low this morning was 44.
Yeah.
That's going to be the high on Sunday.
Which is why you need to get out today if you possibly can and enjoy temperatures. What are they saying? Near 70?
Near 70.
Yeah.
Island temperatures is what I like to call them. Another Mai Tai, please, Doug. Another Mai Tai. Sand Dollar Spawn Pool. Danielle, the owner, is going to be in here.
Oh, very cool.
She'll probably want one, right?
I would think so, yeah.
And Jordan Verge is coming up with the code for Joe.
We know he's going to want one.
All right.
Yeah.
He'll probably want two.
That's very true.
He's young and he has that healthy liver.
Yeah.
5 Mai Tais, please, Doug. 5 Mai Tais. Okay, he's on it.
Okay. Great.
He gave me the finger. He was like, no. Like, I hear you, buddy. Okay.
This is your job.
Yeah. Okay. Coming up, yes, we do have that code for the Jelly Roll Getaway. We want you to win this. You just got to listen for that code, 820. And then Danielle from Sand Dollar Swamp Pool. Lots of fun things going on over there. Yes, even though we are in the middle of Hawaii-type temperatures. Okay, that's a stretch. We're in very comfortable, warm temperatures for the next 48 hours.
Right.
It is going to get cold again. And Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, they got the hot tubs. They have saunas to keep you warm and keep you enjoying your backyard and patio all throughout the summer. So we're going to talk to her and see what kind of sales they have going on.
Yeah, that is a really cool thing when it's very chilly and maybe even snowing outside and you're sitting in that warm hot tub.
Right?
Outside. It's an amazing experience.
Sipping on that Mai Tai?
Yeah.
I mean, you could...
I think I might... Do something a little warmer than that.
I would do hot coffee.
A little Irish coffee, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Smoke and Steel Barbecue. That's happening this Thursday, the Nashville Nights finale. And you do not want to miss this. I mean, everyone's always asking, where's their live music in Bangor? Where's their live music? Well, you got it. Smoke and Steel Barbecue this Thursday.
Yeah, and you can be a part of it because the audience is the one that judges. So there are no judges there. You know, there's no Simon Cowell. You're the Simon Cowell. The audience is the one that picks the winner. So it's really fun being part of that, too.
Yeah, we're going to have four groups that are competing against each other. And it's going to be so much fun. Delicious food. Great music. You can't beat that for a Thursday night.
Absolutely can't. And the food is so incredible there that that's enough to go all by itself when you add in the live music and the fact that it's a fun competition. It's just a perfect night out. Thursday.
Yeah. All the details are available on their Facebook page, Smoke and Steel BBQ. Check them out, Smoke and Steel BBQ. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Join every segment we are joined in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. We are always joined at this time by the very talented Jordan Burns. Oh,
thank you.
Nicely done.
And look at that. Where are your headphones at? You can't hear anything.
Oh, they're over there.
We are no longer in Maine. We're experiencing Hawaiian type temperatures. And we have Doug, the bartender, is back in studio. Do you want a Mai Tai?
Oh, I'm probably going to drive. So yeah. I don't know how to proceed from here. Should I say no?
Doug, three Mai Tais, please. Coming up, we have Danielle from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. They got a big sale going on over there. Very excited to talk with them.
Yeah.
It's been way too long. But in the meantime, we do have this epic trip experience to go to Jacksonville, Florida to see Jelly Roll. Yes.
Just before Thanksgiving. Oh. Florida in November is awesome.
Yeah.
It's like right by your birthday too, right, David?
November 24th would be my birthday. This concert's November 23rd. Mm-hmm. So if you want to invite me to go along.
There you go. You'd be in Florida on your birthday.
And I know Florida like the back of my hand.
Oh, that's true. What a better, you can't pick a better person to bring to. That's true. Florida Very to true. Jacksonville to see Jelly Roll in concert.
And he's offering massages for the person who wins.
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you good at that?
Nope.
Okay. Well,
but
it's nice of you to offer at least.
Do you know how you become a good masseuse?
Practice.
Yeah, and you'll have a lot of time to practice too. You know, with if you won, you'd have a 2-night hotel stay.
That's a lot of massages.
Yeah.
Round trip airfare for two plus 2 tickets to the concert. You could probably practice the massages during the show
and on flight too. That's a long flight. It's a good one. What's a 4-hour flight?
Yeah.
Got a couple massages there.
Yeah. So all you need to get this exclusive massage experience is the Q106.5 app and this hour's code, which is
You got it, don't you?
I do not.
You do not. 751.
751.
751.
Yeah, if you want to win this, what did I say? Exclusive massage experience.
This trip to Florida to see Jelly Roll.
Hey, by the way, that, again,
751.
Yeah, code is 751. I do want to mention that Gabby Barrett has a Christmas album coming out, just in case Jordan Burns is going to do that. About? For country music news. I just want to kind of throw that out there. That way, we've already addressed it. And so for country music news, we can focus on other things. Okay. So Gabby Barrett, Christmas album coming out. Going to be really excited. Really exciting stuff. And hopefully we have something else to talk about for country music news. Here we go.
Q 106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Well, you know what? Okay, yesterday we talked about the country music news. Yesterday was the Gabby Barrett had a countdown for an announcement.
It was.
And the announcement is...
That
Gabby Barrett has a Christmas album coming out.
Yeah, we did address that, so... What else do we have today?
You missed out on so many details.
I don't think we did.
Like, her album is called Carols and Candlelight.
I don't know if anybody cares about that.
Yeah, I care about that.
Okay.
It's releasing on November 8th, so it's just a couple weeks away.
Oh, we're so close.
In a Facebook and Instagram and just social media post. Right. She probably copied and pasted it everywhere.
Is there a picture on the album cover?
Yes, she is. Okay, she looks phenomenal. Yeah. She looks really, really good.
Okay.
Does she ever not look really, really good, Jordan?
Exactly. Thank you. But she also shared a teaser for a song that's coming out this Friday. It's It's probably one that you guys have never heard of. It's called I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yeah, never heard of that one. No. Is she given, like, you buy the CD? And this is going to be a great stocking stuffer.
I'm sure you can go to Target and buy
the
CD.
Get the CD, put it in there, and nobody can play it because nobody has a CD in their CD player in their car anymore.
I think everyone in the building needs to buy this CD for Jordan for Christmas.
Ooh, or the opposite. I buy it for everyone else.
No, you don't need to do that. Save your money.
Gabby shared that Christmas is her absolute favorite time of the year, and she's excited to get into the holiday spirit early. Like I had mentioned, she has the first song off her album, I'll Be Home for Christmas,
right.
She shared a little sample of in the post that she announced, and she sounds phenomenal in it.
Of course.
What a surprise.
Again, that drops on Friday. Even though it's still October and close to Halloween, Gabby's already in full holiday mode, ready to bring some Christmas cheer. What do you guys think? Are you ready to bring some Christmas cheer with Miss Gabby Barrett, November 8th?
I'm ready to bring something. I don't know if it's Christmas cheer.
Fantastic
what
job.
Does that mean?
Is there anyone else in country music besides Gabby Barrett?
You know, Brett Eldridge, Dan and Shay, they both have Christmas albums out this holiday season.
Yes, but did they announce it yesterday? They did not.
And that's Jordan Verge. Great job, as always.
You don't mean
Gabby
that.
Barrett's
I absolutely
number one fan.
Mean it. We will see you in the 9 o'clock hour. Celtics back today?
Yes.
There we go. We'll talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour, too. Danielle from $10 Spawn Pool up next on Q106.5. Thanks for Tuesday. Yesterday, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
We were talking about what we're afraid of.
Right.
You were afraid of, or are afraid of.
I am afraid of, I'm claustrophobic. I don't like really tight spaces.
And I said, I'm afraid of the dark.
Right.
But we don't want to tell anybody that because I'm a 7'3" man with 250 pounds of lean muscle. That just sounds ridiculous that a man of my stature would be afraid of the dark.
Right.
Danielle from $10 Spawn Pool, what are you afraid of?
Dude, you know the answer to that.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's been way too long since we've seen each other.
It has, I agree.
Here, talk closer to the mic.
Yeah, I'm going
to
push that. There we go.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Pull it. There you go. All right. There we go. It's awesome that you're here because there are so many cool things going on at $10 Spawn Pool. And I just love what you guys do there. You're not salespeople. You're Mainers. You're neighbors to everybody that comes in there. And you just want to take care of them. And there's some exciting news going on about $10 Spawn Pool. You guys are moving?
We are. We're migrating to a new location at the Bangor Waterfront come April or so.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's such a cool building, and I'm so excited that you're going to be moving in there.
We're very excited, too. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and that's where the pre-parties are going to be before all the concerts?
Of course, yes.
Oh, man, this is going to be great.
Hot tubbing before a concert. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely love that. And I'm glad you brought up hot tubbing, Miss Cindy, because before you move, you got to get rid of inventory.
We do. Yeah, we have a lot of inventory that we don't want to move. So we're having a sale this weekend, Thursday through Saturday. $5,000 off all of our 2024 hot tubs. Up to $5,000 off, sorry.
Whoa. Up to $5,000 off?
$5,000. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's huge.
That's incredible. And the hot tubs are absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Check them out online, sanddollarspa.com. Up to $5,000 off. This is your lucky duck sale, correct?
It is, yes. We're going to have some rubber duckies, a few out there with some dollars on them to save off your hot tubs. So, yeah.
Who came up with this idea?
I don't know. I think it was a group effort. Probably Chris. Chris is usually the culprit.
So I love this. So when you go buy a new hot tub, you get to pick a lucky duck.
Okay.
And that's where you could get up to $2,500 off. Mm-hmm. And then if you buy that hot tub with cash, you get to choose two lucky ducks.
Correct.
And that's where you could have up to $5,000 off. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
We also have 2023s that are left over as well that we're going to offer at, well, low prices. No reasonable offers refused.
I would love that. Also understand throughout this whole event, a celebration of the big move, you guys have this really cool giveaway, an opportunity for people to win tickets.
Yeah, to the Stephen King premiere of Misery on Halloween night over at the movie theater by the mall.
That is so freaking cool.
That is very cool.
We hear a rumor that he occasionally shows up, Stephen King, chance to win a signed book.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What?
I like it.
What a personal question, just because I've seen the showroom and how it looks now. Who did all the Halloween decorations at Sandollar Swamp Pool?
That would be our retail staff. They're amazing at that.
Oh, my God.
Have you been in to see them?
I've just seen the pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, they're great.
I got to swing by 96 Parkway South. But yeah, so
much fun.
You're
going to have a chance on Saturday because you're going to be there.
That's right. I'm broadcasting live.
There you go.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Bring all your friends.
I'm bringing my board. Forget my friends. I'm bringing board shorts, flip-flops. I'm getting in that hot tub because by this weekend, the temperatures are going to be cold again.
Well, the swim spa is available as well for that day.
I don't know if I want to do a cold plunge.
No, it's not. It's not cold. It's 95 degrees.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, I figured.
We were talking about the fact that how incredible it is in Maine in the wintertime when it's snowing and you're sitting in a hot tub and you're comfortable. And if anyone needs something to get rid of their seasonal affective disorder, a spa is the way to go.
It's amazing. It's actually one of my favorite times to sit in my spa in the winter time.
What do you got while you're sitting in your hot tub?
What do you mean? What do I got?
What are you drinking? Are you reading a book?
I drink water in the hot tub.
Of course, yes. David. It's a safe thing to do,
That's
right?
That's correct.
Are you reading a book or are you just relaxing?
Just looking at the stars.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound perfect?
Man, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
The Lucky Duck Sale going on right now. Sandollar Spa and Pool. And again, up to $5,000 off. Now, this all begins Thursday.
Thursday, yes. Thursday through Saturday.
And I'm so excited for you guys. New location. Can't wait to have you guys settled in 2025. But in the meantime, got to get rid of that inventory.
Where's the current location?
Current location is 96 Parkway South right here in Broor.
Awesome.
I'll be broadcasting live there 11 to 1. And we'll talk on the radio again.
I hope so, David.
I cannot wait. Thank you, Danielle, from Sandollar Spa and Pool. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. And coming up, we're running a little late here. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about when you went trick-or-treating.
Right.
What candy did you throw away?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I don't.
I do.
Do you? What did you throw away?
I'll share.
All right.
Coming up in 10 minutes.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. And we have a huge announcement at 10 a.m. Huge. Jordan Verge is going to reveal some great details that's going to be no, I'm saying too much already.
Okay.
Jordan
Verge.
Just
a huge announcement.
Just a huge announcement. That's it.
All right.
Just stop talking, David. And it has to, but you really want to listen because it has to deal with, no, I was about to say, oh.
Okay, you need to stop talking. You need to let me talk about my friends at Home Roofing Solutions. Okay. Can we do that?
Yeah, but huge announcement. It's a huge announcement. It's a huge announcement at 10 a.m. At 10 a.m. It's a huge announcement. Don't miss it. Okay. Q106.5.
This is the time to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions if you're thinking about replacing your roof for a couple of reasons. First, well, you know, winter is coming. So it's important to make your house as secure as possible. And Home Roofing Solutions is celebrating Roof It or Lose It. If you request your quote by October 31st, you can take advantage of some exclusive roof replacement savings and pricing options for any size home or budget. But you do have to get your quote by the end of the month. Now, if you're worried about the price, if that's why you're putting it off, the folks at Home Roofing Solutions can talk to you about their financing process, which could allow you to roof now and pay later. Home Roofing Solutions is Maine's professional roofing company serving the entire state from 4 locations. They have their original location in Aetna and 3 new ones, Bangor, Holton, and Gorham. Their crew is so huge. Most jobs are typically done in a day or two. So there you go. Stop putting it off. Get your free quote before October 31st to take advantage of their Roof It or Lose It savings. Contact Home Roofing Solutions today by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Q106.5. We're David and Cindy. Thank you for laughing with us on a Tuesday. We greatly appreciate it. And we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much,
Look
David.
Look at that. And oh my gosh, we are on the islands of Hawaii. I swear we are not in Maine anymore. Look at that outside right now. It is a warm and comfortable Hawaiian-ish 51
degrees.
51 degrees. Okay, we're not quite there in Hawaii, but maybe a little bit later today, we'll be back in the 70s like we were yesterday.
What do winters in Hawaii look like? Does it ever get this cold?
It's just like this. Really? You have the fall foliage.
on the palm trees?
Yeah.
Coconuts change color.
You have that, and you have a bunch of people walking around. They're in flip-flops. They're holding their Mai Tais, and they're try and decide, do I wear the hoodie? Do I not wear the hoodie? Do I wear the hoodie? Do I not wear the hoodie? Do I wear the hoodie? Do I not wear? And it's all, that's Hawaii in a nutshell. Yeah.
Layers.
Yep. There we are. Yep. And we're drinking Mai Tais today in studio. Yesterday was pina coladas. Today it's Mai Tais because it's, we're having a little heat wave here.
I think we should drink at work every day.
I agree. Hey, hey, dog, babe, we need three more Mai Tais. You want a Mai Tai, right? Or did you want a...
Yeah, I'll take anything.
Three Mai Tais, babe. All right.
For the record, the average daytime temperature in Hawaii during winter is 78 degrees.
No way. Wait, what about like the nighttime temperature? Does it get
it stays 78.
Temperatures at night are usually around 10 degrees lower than during the day, which is 68.
So we're at nighttime Hawaii here in Maine today.
We're still... Well, okay, below yes. That. Yes.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Around noontime, it'll be nighttime in Hawaii.
Yeah, it'll feel like nighttime in Hawaii. So if you've never been to Hawaii, want to know what nighttime feels like in Hawaii? Around noon, between 12 and 4 today, you'll be like, all right, this is what Hawaii is exactly like.
See, that's what I do in the middle of winter. No joke, I will go and look at live beach cams from Hawaii. When I start getting depressed at all the snow and everything, I just take like a 10-minute, let's just sit here and pretend I'm on a beach in Hawaii
really?
Break.
Wait, yeah. Really? You really do that?
I really do
I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, they have tanning beds at that gym that we go
yes,
to that we don't mention because we're three very, very, we're big time radio celebrities
right.
here in Maine.
That's right.
So we don't want to talk about Planet Fitness for free.
Right.
And let people know that these three celebrities go to Planet Fitness.
That's right. So we can't say Planet Fitness.
No, we don't want to, but they do have, they have tanning beds.
Yeah, I've never tried out the tanning beds.
I've never been
in a tanning bed ever.
I have before. I've only been twice. I don't know if I can tell
yes,
the story.
I remember those experiences.
I don't think I have told the stories on air.
You can tell the story.
I don't know that you told them on air. I think you did.
Did I?
I think so.
Well, do I need the
beep ready? Like do I?
yes, have that ready.
You can work around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Well, don't say anything inappropriate. Did you burn something that you shouldn't have?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Something that's never seen sunlight before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really?
Oh,
I live in Maine.
You never came in here the next day. He's like, Sydney, you never I really got messed
skinny
up
dipping
yesterday.
Or anything?
I came in here limping around, but walking funny.
You're on fire, huh?
She's like, oh, you had
a
hot date last night?
No, it's just that.
No, the tanning bed just bit back a little bit.
You know you're supposed to use a towel.
What?
You're supposed to use a towel.
With what?
Jordan, listen, have you ever had the talk? Sit down, young man. So you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to cover.
So.
Would that give you tan lines?
Do you really care?
So we're getting into it. The first time I went, I was a little shy, okay? I was a little bashful. So I kept the undies on.
Okay. Yeah.
And second time I went, I was feeling a little more comfortable.
Sure.
A little more confident.
Yeah.
I ditched those. And just a reminder, you know, everything other than the parts that were covered.
So you're supposed to use like a towel.
Where?
Listen. Oh my gosh. I'm not explaining
where?
This.
Are you seriously asking?
So you're supposed to put it under your tushy?
So no, you're supposed to grab like a little washcloth. For me, it's a beach towel, but for most, it's a little washcloth. And you know.
I'm picturing it now.
You hide your friend.
I wish you didn't put this in my head, but I'm picturing it.
Did I mention that I need a beach towel?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So do you get it now?
Yes, I understand.
All right.
Should I do that?
Yes. So the three of us are going to go. Although now I feel weird getting in
a beach towel.
A kid's beach towel.
I feel weird being in a tanning bed knowing that Jordan Verge's bare butt cheeks have been on the glass there.
Were we talking about the germs at the gym?
Yeah, we were. So it wasn't, I want to make it clear, it wasn't at the place that we go work out.
Okay.
It wasn't
okay.
there.
All right. It was someplace else.
Yeah. All right. The three of us, we're going to go tanning and pretend we're in Hawaii at some point. In the winter.
So I'm just still confused by...
Okay.
So is your tushy allowed to touch the tanning bed or no?
Yes, it's allowed. It's just you make sure you wipe down afterwards. I'm sure they clean it, right?
That's assuming
I've never
a lot.
Been in a tanning bed. I really don't know either. Assume that they would.
One place you don't have to worry about germs is 207 Wellness. I'm moving on. My goodness.
Wait, I'm sorry for saying tushy right before you're talking about this.
I think tushy is an appropriate word to say.
Okay.
I got my tushy over to 207 Wellness yesterday, and I am so thankful for them. I hiked all weekend long. I did the Cadillac Sunrise hike. I hiked Chick Hill. My legs were sore. I was fatigued. And I needed my 207 Wellness fix. They're the best in town for all your health, hydration, and weight loss goals. And not just for recovery, which is what I needed. 207 Wellness prepares your body for the extremes. They utilize IV hydration with 207 Wellness's recovery and performance blend, which is what I received yesterday via IV. Decreases your recovery time and enhances your performance with various minerals and allows you to perform at a high level. And as you can tell, my tushy is performing at a high level today. I swung by, did receive my 207 Wellness Recovery and Performance IV Nutrient Infusion Formula, and my energy levels, honestly, through the roof today. There's no appointment needed to go by 207 Wellness. And they offer so many services. I encourage you to check them out online, 207wellness.org. That's 207wellness.org. Here's the best part. They have a student discount for college, university, or high school kids. $99 for the IV bag. $99. You get the performance one like I did yesterday, the reboot, which is for those who might be a little hungover, and the immunity blend. If you're sick, this thing will get you back on your feet right away. They have three nurse practitioners and three RNs in-house to help you with all of your weight loss, hydration, and aesthetic needs, including, Botox and something cool going on at 207 Wellness. Trunk or Treat coming up 29th of October from 3:30 to 5:30. That's the 29th of October. Trunk or Treat, 207 Wellness in the Eastern Main Sports Academy parking lot in Veezy. Kids and pets are welcome to attend and be dressed in costume. In the meantime, check them out online, 207wellness.org. That's 207wellness.org. I am so thankful for 207wellness.org. 6.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour. You bring a dog to the workplace, and everybody loses their dang mind.
It's not just a dog. It's Norm, and Norm is the king of the
everybody building. Loses their dang mind.
It's King Norm.
Joined every 9 o'clock hour, not only by a dog, but also by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much. I get that cuteness aggression when Norm's around.
I know. He's crazy.
He just makes me, like grip my teeth and just...
I know. Oh,
he's so
you just want to cuddle and squeeze him until he suffocates. And
well, no.
We are 9 days away from Halloween.
Oh, we're back to the original Scream.
I wouldn't say the original, but the shorter version.
Yesterday was a little much.
That made me laugh so hard, guys. Mm-hmm.
Well, now that I've mentioned that.
Well, see, because you heard it for an hour. I heard it for four.
Understood.
Is she complaining?
A little bit.
How long was the scream? It's like a 22-second scream.
It's about 22. So
how many times do you think you heard that within four hours?
A lot.
Took about 5 minutes of it. Yeah.
5 minutes of just screaming.
Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious?
Usually that's just me. You know?
Yelling at me. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you what happens when the mics turn off, huh? Mm. Now that I've mentioned it's 9 days until Halloween, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Why... Why don't zombies eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
Oh, come on. That was mine.
That was good. That was really good. She nailed
few
it.
Things bring me joy in life. I have very few things. My ground turkey meat that's in the fridge.
Yeah, definitely.
Leftover ground turkey meat. A good warm pillow.
Ooh,
a good warm pillow.
No. I need a nice cold pillow.
And then the punchline to my stupid little Halloween joke.
You've gotten every punchline this morning. I got one. I need a little joy, too.
I'm still on the pillow. You want a warm pillow? If a pillow is warm, I don't want that anywhere near me.
I want somebody lying on my pillow for about an hour before I get there to warm it up for me.
Oh, you're one of those people that would hire one of those bed warmer people, right?
Absolutely.
That just made me
that lay in your bed to warm your sheets up.
Well, and then sometimes I'll be like, do you want to stay?
You want to cuddle?
Do you want to? I know I only hired you to warm up my bed, but you're here and I'm here.
I think I could puke. That made me so sick right there. Honestly, I don't know about the cuddling thing. That didn't really. It was just the warm pillow just makes me really just uneasy.
The idea of cuddling with me makes him puke.
I'm going to go home and put my pillow in the fridge, I think.
I don't think you should be thinking about cuddling with me at all. It's a little concerning.
I'm off of the cuddle thing. I'm still on the, well, I'm not, I haven't processed the pillow yet. I'm sure I'll process, once I'm finished with that,
process
then I'll get to
the pillow.
Well, make sure you take some time.
For myself and my family?
Correct.
Okay.
What candy, if any, did you throw out after trick-or-treating?
Taffy.
Taffy? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that chewy brown brick.
Yeah, or there used to it's be like peanut butter taffy type things that... If you didn't eat them like that, and usually they were old anyway, left over from the year before, and they're just hard, and I used to throw those away.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like them.
I was a fat kid. I didn't throw away any candy.
Okay.
I ate it all.
What about homemade candy?
What kind of homemade candy?
So say, like some people, they'll put popcorn in like little bags and tie it off and put a little cute little Halloween like string
popcorn
on
balls
it.
They used to do when I was a kid.
Yeah. Do you eat those still or are we worried about like drugs?
I wouldn't eat them.
I probably wouldn't, but I'm also not trick or treating
right
at this age.
Mm. So what did you throw away, David?
I threw away Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, we've
Why
been on this
throw
before.
Away
yes.
Tootsie Rolls are awesome.
No. No.
I actually had one because of you, had one on my way out of the gym that we don't talk about the other day. I said, I have to eat one.
Oh, yeah. Why does Planet Fitness have Tootsie Rolls at the exit? I've always wondered that.
It's a tiny little piece of chocolate that's this huge taste.
Like to
you've
give
earned
you,
it.
To right. give you like a little bit of sugar or something? Or?
Yeah.
Again, I have the conspiracy that they just like to make it so we
keep
never.
Keep you fat so that you keep coming back? Okay.
Kind of, yes.
So, well, I would throw them away because I was a hypochondriac as a kid. No joke.
Okay.
And I was worried because like anything that you could rewrap. I was always worried somebody did something, tainted the candy or, whatever.
Sure.
But with that being said, Smarties,
yeah,
you can rewrap those too. But I took a chance with poison on those.
Yeah.
Because those are delicious.
I used to just open up the entire package and put them all in my mouth at the same time.
Oh, me too. Mm. Or sometimes double. You would unwrap like three.
Really?
And then put them in the palm of your hand and have like that. All that sugar. All that sugar.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do this afternoon.
Oh, man, go crazy. I'm jealous. I'm seriously jealous. But yeah, Tootsie Rolls I would throw. Because I don't, especially the flavored ones. Like, who decided to take a chocolate Tootsie Roll and make it vanilla?
Yeah, I know. Those are disgusting.
I just saw those. I haven't tried them. But I was wondering, these are either really, really good or the worst thing ever. There's no in between.
They're not good.
Really?
Okay. And they have strawberry flavored. Yeah, in fact, I think the only Tootsie Roll that I would ever, ever consume would have to be, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Would be the dance.
The 69 Boys, how could I forget?
That's the name of the band?
Yep.
That sings the song Tootsie Roll,
right.
Just to clarify.
Okay.
What candy do you throw away? 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Your response is coming up. It's David and Cindy with the very talented Jordan Burns.
Oh, thank you.
We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns.
Thank you so much.
Right, we're in the middle of the summer. It's back, and it's here to stay. It feels like Hawaii out there, like the beautiful Hawaiian islands, and winter is just not going to happen this year.
Yeah, David, looking out my window right now, it looks like Hawaii, too.
Can you see all the hibiscus?
Really?
I see all of the...
The palms and the hibiscus.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful out there.
Oh, look, that surfer just fell off his board.
What a doofus. What an idiot, right?
Okay, now let's not be ridiculous. We're not near the coast.
I'm just trying to, live in your world. Yeah.
You said we're not near the coast.
Hawaii, hello?
We're in the middle of the island.
Which island are we on?
Good question. We're on Oahu.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're the island of That's a home to Honolulu and Waikiki Beach.
Oh, okay. Which one is Kona?
So Kona's the Big Island.
Oh, that's the Big Island?
That's the Big Island.
I thought it was just called Big Island.
So Kona means big in Hawaii.
Oh, there's a beer called Kona, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So there's that too.
It comes back to that with Jordan. Have you ever noticed that?
Hey, Doug, can we get 3 Konas, please?
Oh, thank you.
So enjoy the warm weather today and tomorrow and pretend you're on the islands of Hawaii. Mm. Okay, back here on planet Earth. In Maine, we're talking about what candy you get rid of or used to get rid of while you were trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Bugsy in Sangerville says Tootsie Rolls and has a...
Throw-up face.
Throw-up face.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Jamie wrote in. Jamie Lovejoy, thank you, said Whoppers and Necco Wafers.
Necco? I love Necco Wafers.
What are those?
They were... How do you explain?
Do they have like a vanilla?
They're little thin wafers, and they had like this. The flavors are really subtle, like licorice, and it was a lot of licorice.
Okay, yeah. Jamie, I'm with you. We throw those away too.
No. They're very good. I love those.
The Whoppers, I would give to my mother. I was not a Whopper fan.
Like I said, I was a fat kid. I loved
Whoppers.
Yeah,
you loved all of them. Yeah. What about black licorice?
Yeah,
I love
sure.
black licorice. Yeah.
Shut your mouth. You guys are psychopaths.
Yeah.
You are anti-American.
Twizzlers, Red Vines.
No. Oh, come on. Oh, Susan says black licorice. I'm right there with you. And that makes sense that you guys would like black licorice because of, what's that called? Moxie. The drink Moxie.
What do you mean by you that, guys?
Yeah. You guys.
What do you mean by you people?
You Mainers.
Yeah, okay.
You love your Moxie and black licorice flavored, right? Moxie tastes like black licorice.
I guess I never really thought about that. Yeah.
I have a lot of Moxie in my wine fridge in the basement.
You just kept getting it gifted to you when you got here.
I have so much. Hated it.
But I kind of want to try it again.
Look on his face when he tried that was so funny. Yeah. It was like, oh, that's disgusting.
It was just jarring. I wasn't expecting that type of flavor, I suppose.
It's an acquired taste. You just got to drink it until you like it.
Until I like it.
Yeah.
It's like beer. Hey, you don't like that alcohol, that poison you're putting in your body? Just keep drinking it. You'll like it one day.
You know what your parents made you do, you know? The parents who caught their kids smoking, you're going to smoke till you throw up? Yeah.
Sarah wrote in. Sarah
Bollier.
Thank you. Orange and black wrapped taffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope.
Exactly.
That's going in the trash.
You know what? That's fair. I don't really like orange flavored things.
Yeah.
Like the creamsicles, all of that stuff.
You don't like creamsicles?
Mm-mm, no.
What is wrong with you?
I disagree on that one.
Disagree with what I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah also continues. She said dots.
Dots just taste like paper, but I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, they're only good for gingerbread houses.
And they would get stuck in your teeth, too.
Yeah, they're not good.
Yep, no. You peel them off and you got more paper than you do dot and you eat it anyway.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're on a roll. You're naming all the bad ones except for one. She continues with Three Musketeers. Okay.
Which I love.
I love Three Musketeers.
She doesn't like Three Musketeers?
I love squeezing them ever so slightly because it's soft, like, you know, the filling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that filling? Nugget or?
I don't know what it is.
It's so good. Good and Plenty. Yeah, you can throw those out.
I like Good and Plenty.
I guess I don't know what that is.
They're pill shaped candy.
And they're licorice in the middle.
It's white and purple.
Licorice in the middle and white and purple on the outside.
And then flat, unnamed lollipops.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. I never liked lollipops.
Yeah, not those. Erica, she continues with dots or threw out dots as well. Yeah, agree with you. Missy, Whoppers, candy corn, and black licorice. Hmm. A lot of people not liking black licorice. You two are, I'm honestly shocked that you two like black licorice.
I really like the, first of all, why? Why?
Well, this is going to be very easy for Christmas time. I know exactly what I'm going to do. Right after Halloween, I'm going to go buy all the black licorice that nobody else bought because that's always the candy that's left over because everybody hates it. And you both are getting gifted buttloads of black licorice.
Yeah. Good with that.
Yeah, I'm all right with that as long as you're all right with getting Gabby Barrett's new Christmas album on CD.
No.
Okay.
You can keep that to yourself.
I'll have a bunch of copies, I guess.
All right, coming up, big announcement at 10 o'clock with Jordan Burge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to wrap up with Words of Wisdom.
Yep.
All right, we're David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening to Q106.5.